This is the brief on Salesforce implementation failures. You know, Salesforce is an absolute powerhouse CRM, but a shocking 70% of mid-market implementations actually fail. And it's usually not some huge, dramatic crash either. It's kind of this slow fade of low usage, messy data, and zero ROI. So, let's trace this whole thing, from the data foundation to the people logging in, and right through to long-term ownership. First, you've absolutely got to link the software to clear goals, not just buy it because we need a CRM. Plus, you have to clean your data before moving it. I mean, think about it. Migrating old, duplicated records into a new CRM is literally like dragging bags of trash into a brand new smart home. It instantly destroys your team's trust in the system's reports. Second, don't fall into the trap of over-customizing right out of the gate. Building way too many complex workflows on day one just slows things down and scares users right back to their old habits. Seriously, what good is a million-dollar tool if your own team is too intimidated to log in? Keep the rollout super simple and do it in phases so they'll actually use it. Finally, a CRM is never set it and forget it. To stop issues from piling up, you need a dedicated internal owner and an experienced partner. For mid-market businesses, like those over in Australia, for example, hiring local consulting experts ensures your system connects properly, meets regional compliance, and actually stays optimized post-launch. At the end of the day, a successful rollout isn't about all the software's bells and whistles, but about laying a clean data foundation, prioritizing user simplicity, and relying on expert ongoing support.